AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Authorities in Las Vegas say there's been a military aircraft incident. That video and photos show a fire in a residential area not far from Nellis Air Force Base. A base spokeswoman says she has no immediate information about the type of aircraft, whether there was a crash, the condition of a pilot, or whether there were injuries to the people on the ground. Police have closed off an area about 7 miles from downtown Las Vegas, while some news crews report that an aircraft has crashed. Video has been posted of smoke rising from the scene as helicopters circle overhead. Texas legislators pass a bill that would allow gun owners to carry a handgun without a license, background check, or any required training. Opponents call the measure a danger to police and ordinary citizens. Backers, who can already carry a rifle in public, say it allows people to defend themselves and removes what they see as unnecessary impediments to the constitutional right to bear arms. Governor Greg Abbott says he'll sign the bill. Nearly half of the states have some kind of unregulated handgun carry law. Hurricane season starts next week as President Biden announces a boost in emergency spending. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president says FEMA will give $1 billion to a program that helps areas get ready for disasters.
That's going to double the funding available from last year.
The $1 billion is a small fraction of what the nation spends on weather-related disasters. There were 22 last year, each with losses of more than $1 billion. On a visit to FEMA's headquarters, the president said the country will spare no expense or effort in keeping Americans safe.
We all know that these storms are coming, and we're going to be prepared. We have to be ready.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street. Investors rallied after two straight weeks of losses. S&P rose 1% today. This is AP News. Additional charges lodged against a former UCLA gynecologist.
New criminal charges have been filed against former University of California, Los Angeles gynecologist James Heaps. The Los Angeles Times reported Monday. After a grand jury's indictment was unsealed, Heaps was taken into custody Monday on $1.19 million bail, according to the newspaper. Scores of patients accuse Heaps of sexual assault and sexual misconduct between 1983 and 2018. In November, the University of California system agreed to a $73 million settlement in a class action lawsuit. Heaps has pleaded not guilty to charges involving seven women. I'm Mike Gracia.
Mali's president and prime minister have been taken into custody by soldiers hours after a government reshuffle left out two members of the military junta that seized power in a coup 9 months ago in the West African nation. UN peacekeepers and French troops have been for years battling Islamic extremists in the country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.